All right, do you want to explain who you are and what we're doing or not, given the topic?
Well, since we're talking about privacy and not me, which is what I thought this podcast was going to be about, I guess I won't reveal my name, but I'm a student at Biola and I'm here to have a good time.
Well, I'm here to tell people about privacy. I don't know if I'm having a good time, but no, it's an interesting topic. I think it's fun. I think it's something people should know about. Do you even have your notes for this?
I have it on my phone.
All right.
Okay, I guess I'll say this about us.
Yeah.
This man sitting across from me and I know each other, and we have varying levels of caring about privacy. Like I'm mildly interested, and is it fair to say that you're very interested?
Yeah, and I haven't always been, but I recently became very interested. And when I asked if she wanted to do this podcast, she did, but mainly because she wanted to argue with me. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, normally we argue outside of being recorded, but we're trying to spice it up.
Yeah.
So exciting stuff. All right, you want to dive in?
Sure. So I really got concerned about this when I watched the movie Citizen Four, and I realized that the government had been spying on every American, because this happened when we were like, well, I don't want to give away exactly how old we are, but we were in middle school or entering high school when the Snowden revelations came out and revealed that the government was spying on everyone. And I was not okay with it. And I immediately began locking down my digital life.
Okay, so as someone who hasn't seen Citizen Four and
Yeah.
it's like on their Prime list right after watching through all of Disney Plus, how much of this is like conspiracy theory and how much of it is proven, I guess?
Oh, yeah, no, it was very real. It was just leaked documents straight out of the NSA saying we're spying on everybody.
Give me like an example. Like, is the government just like seeing my face walking down the street, or do they know that like all my passwords are just password? Like, what do they know?
Well, they probably know your password's password. They had been monitoring everyone's phone calls, everyone's text messages, everyone's internet history, and the objection they made to some of the claims was we weren't collecting the contents of your messages, we were just collecting metadata. Metadata is what they kept saying. And there's a lot to the metadata. It's who you were talking to, how many messages you sent, when you did it, and you can start compiling a profile of a person just based on that. And in a lot of instances, they were actually getting the content as well. But.
Okay, but like, how much is them saying like, wow, this chick seems to order from Domino's a lot, and then like writing that off, like, where is this data going? Do I care? I guess, because I kind of don't.
So that nobody, the likelihood of someone ever having actually looked at your data is pretty low. But the reality is the system was set up, the system was there. And as soon as the system or the structure of this kind of mass surveillance exists, it's very hard to control where it goes. Like we just because the system took a long time to build up doesn't mean that it doesn't just take a few people deciding, I want to know a little more about person X, and then suddenly you're a police state.
I guess that's valid. It's more like I think I live a relatively interesting life. I'm filming a podcast that I hope at least three people will listen to. But I don't know. I can't imagine that like me being thrown in a pool of data is like ever going to go anywhere, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so there is something to the idea of knowing you're being watched. Even if you don't think they're looking at you right at that moment. There's a quote from 1984 that talks about this. This is something, well, let me pull it up.
We're really well prepared for this
Yeah.
podcast, you can tell.
I'll edit
I found out I was doing this like 2 hours ago.
There was, of course, no way of knowing whether you were being watched at any given moment. You had to live, did live, from habit that became instinct, in the assumption that every sound you made was overheard, and except in darkness, every movement scrutinized.
Wow. So are we going to get like shot for filming this podcast or
Well,
anything like
no,
that?
I don't think so. But the point is, there are people who need privacy. There are activists, journalists, dissidents who really value their privacy, and it depends on those who don't necessarily need that privacy in the same way to fight for it for them because they can't because they need privacy.
Oh, so we're doing the justice for these unsung hackers and men and women.
I mean, sure. It's like it's what Snowden likes to say is it's like arguing you don't need freedom of speech because you don't have anything to say.
Don't call me out like that, Snowden, especially when I'm filming a podcast.
Just because you don't have anything to hide doesn't mean you shouldn't have a right to privacy. And actually, like, I don't know who makes these, but it is considered a universal human right, the right to privacy.
Yeah, this has to be said because I told someone I was filming a podcast on privacy and they went, you're going to bring up the book The Circle, aren't you? And I was like, of course I'm going to bring up. So I'm going to promote this book. It's by David Eggers. It's fantastic. It's like a prequel to 1984 starting in modern day. There was a movie starring Emma Watson and it was trash. And I have a hard time saying that because Emma Watson is indeed my queen. But like, it was a mistake. But the book is good. Would read. If you're kind of like me with like a mild interest in this, this is a good, like, good little book, I'll say.
Yeah. And I said that my initial interest was sparked by Citizen 4. That's not entirely true.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about this. This has to be said.
So, Biola IT already knows who I am. So I'm not like super trying to conceal my identity anymore. But I ran the Instagram. I do run the Instagram. It's now called Biola Open Information, but it's the 34223223 84 website.
Wow, you are the only person who knows that. Also, I feel like this is for me, like the idiots in the audience. That's a something you type into your like web browser. I don't think people know that.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the barriers of entry. But Yeah, a few of you have seen this Instagram account, and it started off by me posting the Biola directory onto a spreadsheet and giving everyone access to it in hopes that people would add other information like their Instagrams, their phone numbers, and make it a more useful directory. The same night that I did that, I noticed that the photos on the website stopped loading.
And I'm like,
oh, that's weird. And so I realized that Biola has blocked the website from accessing the directory. So I write 14 lines of code and download every photo from the directory. And now I don't have a reliance on the directory. I already have all the data.
Was this or was this not inspired by the 2004 film The Social Network?
See,
I say 2004 is definitely not 2004.
I have no idea when it was. I think it was 8. I don't know. Anyway, it was kind of inspired by Social Network. It was also for an extra credit assignment. I was not going to make up Face Smash or a Hot or Not or whatever he did with it. Mm-hmm. But
wait, I feel like you have to talk about the dating aspect of this, though. That has to be said. Okay. This is what the people came here for. No. So all three of you people.
So the dating thing is very much up in the air at this point. It's kind of just to grab people's attention, but
well, I mean, it grabbed my attention. Again, as the dumb person in the room, that is what I'm here for.
Okay, so if you go to 34223223.84,
I'm never gonna know that.
You'll see that it says Ring by Spring coming soon.
Yeah,
and I mean, what do you want to know about it? Like, what it's gonna look like?
Well, since you're not, like, doing it, I'll just do it for myself. Hello, I guess I can't give you my name, but I will say that I'm cute, mildly intellectual. What else do I have going? What else? Hype me up.
She's really tall.
Wait, that's not going to help me right now.
You know I'm bad at compliments.
Okay, that's very, okay, that's true. Please date me, I guess that's what I'll just say.
She's good with money. Hint.
No, I'm like actually not though. That's the worst part.
Oh no. Okay.
Okay. We're still going.
But the Biola dating thing, it may turn into sort of a Tinder for Biola, but probably not at this point because Biola IT's on my tail. So anyway, so I post the directory, download everything, and then I go to bed, and the site a lot of people visited overnight, and the next morning I have an email sitting in my inbox from the director of information security at Biola, and he's like, "Hi, my name. It seems you have violated the network usage policy," which I did not, by the way. I made very sure beforehand to make sure I was staying within the bounds of the network usage policy, so I debate that point. But he wanted to talk to me about what I was doing. Turns out they had traced my IP or my network traffic back to my dorm room or my net ID or something, figured out it was me. Again, I wasn't being careful because I didn't think I had to hide from
Viola. I would also like to say that I would want to use this however technology to find out who runs Viola Confessions and or Viola T.
Yeah.
I
do really want to know, but now I feel hypocritical for trying to find out who they are when I'm advocating for
them. You know, I understand that, but also, like, you have that qualm? I do not, so
yeah,
I want to know. Unless it's you.
This person is out to get you. I almost said your name. But at this point, I realized that Biola IT was very much actively looking at your internet traffic, and apparently I have something to hide. I didn't think I had anything to hide.
Well, that's why we're here, I guess.
Yeah, and there's another quote. I'm referencing a TED Talk by Glenn Greenwald, Why Privacy Matters. He was one of the first journalists that interviewed Snowden. And he says, "There are all sorts of things that we do and think that we're willing to tell our physician or our lawyer or our psychologist or our spouse or our best friend that we would be mortified for the rest of the world to learn. People can very easily in words claim that they don't value their privacy, but their actions negate the authenticity of that belief." So even when you say you don't have anything to hide, like, I know what you do in the bathroom, but you're still going to lock the door or at least close it. There's a difference between secrecy and privacy. You value privacy.
Hmm. Okay. Fine. Fine. Okay. So now we know that Biola is watching me online shop more than I should be. I don't want judgment for that, but okay. What's next? Like, where do we go from here?
So, I mean, most people don't know what to do to protect their privacy.
You say people and it's just me. Like, I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I didn't really either. And I am almost doxed myself. But
I feel like they can.
I am technically savvy. and I didn't know a lot. There are some really simple ways to get around Biola IT specifically. I mean, you just use your phone data, but I think you're almost out of data.
It's because I've been using my hotspot because Viola's Wi-Fi is absolute trash. I don't know what's going on.
I know. It was so good.
They should not be worrying about what students are doing, and they should be fixing this Wi-Fi issue. Again, I'll mention again that I have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I will accept friendship for my password. But yeah, it's using up my data. It's a little bit of a bummer. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, no. So I mean, that is, if you have unlimited data and you really want Viola IT to not know what you're doing, just use your data. But if you want to use their Wi-Fi or Ethernet, then you can set up a VPN. They're really easy. I'm not going to say which ones you can use because they'll block them. But there are some out there that are not blocked. And if there's one you want to use that is blocked, just download it to your computer and log in via a hotspot or off campus or something. And then once you're logged in, you can connect to the VPN. Even though they have it blocked, it still works. Or you can use Tor. Tor's super slow. Tor's a browser you can download on your phone or computer. It's really slow, but it's pretty secure. They haven't blocked that. I don't think they can block that. And it will always work as far as I'm aware. If you want your messages to be secure, use Signal. Uses end-to-end encryption. I made you down.
Oh my gosh. I go literally every single day to text you, and then I see the last text I sent and go, ugh, and then go to Signal, and it's just you I'm texting, and it's the most annoying thing.
It's easier for me because I'm on Android, so it also manages my texts. But
okay, I'll admit I'm an iPhone user. I am a sheeple. That is fine, but you're making my life harder.
Well, you can uninstall it, I guess. But
no, it's okay because this is me being selfish, but whenever I have to text like a non-iPhone user and that nasty green color shows up, and
that's how they get you. They make you biased against Android users, so you'll never switch.
Yeah. So I guess for the smart people or the people who care about privacy, who are like, yeah, I want to use Signal to protect my privacy. If you're like me and don't care, I will say that Signal does have a very nice soft blue color. You can text your unfortunate Android people and it will look like an iPhone. That's my promotion for Signal. Would recommend.
Well, you heard it here first. If you're on Android, you have no reason not to switch.
I suppose, yeah.
It just replaces your messenger, and anyone who you message who already has Signal is end-to-end encrypted, which just means that nowhere along the path of the message, after it's sent from your phone, no one can read it until it reaches the device where it was intended to go. My mom knew that BioIT... So, to kind of... put this in perspective, it was a much bigger deal than I thought it was. Like, Campo was involved. Someone had sent in the account and was like scared of it or something, because I did use pretty ominous language, I'll grant that. But
you did. As well as your RD.
Yeah, I had to meet with my RD.
Oh my gosh.
I had Campo send it over to IT, and I had to meet with IT. There was a lot that went down. Yeah, and so, I mean, let's say you trust the government. Let's say you would print out all of the data about yourself and hand it to your local FBI agent, your personal FBI agent.
I don't get how that works. Like, if everybody has an FBI agent, are you my FBI agent?
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
You know what? At this point. Okay, anyway.
So even if you trust the government, you trust the government as it exists right now. Even if you trust BioIT, you trust how it exists right now. And once they've collected the information, you don't know that they're going to be the ones to hold on to it. These places get hacked all the time. Like, there's an article just the other week about how the NSA accidentally had been collecting millions of Americans' phone records again after they had been told not to.
Snitches.
And yeah, and so they had to go back and delete it. And so you don't know where this information is going to end up. If it's being collected, you don't know where it's going to end up. So at the end of the day, I think you should just care for that reason. Like, even if you think Bob at BioIT isn't going to hack your Netflix or something.
That's true. I do not want to see how much Vampire Diaries I'm watching. I will also say that this is where it's like hitting me is recently I clicked on an Instagram ad and I was like, this is a nice product. I would like to purchase this product. And then I saved it. And now I get nothing but Instagram ads. And the worst part of it is it's stuff I want. Like, they know how to get me now.
Yeah, now
I'm a little worried. So you said I was good with money, and that was before I started clicking on Instagram ads. And now I am in trouble. I had to make a separate folder for all the Instagram ads I save. It's true. No. It's called hashtag ad.
Jeez Louise. All right. Well, if you want more practical tips about how to protect your privacy, I really recommend the Electronic Frontier Foundation. They're kind of like the ACLU for cyber. They just sue the government a lot over privacy violations. Nice. And I really want you to watch this TED Talk by Glenn Greenwald called Why Privacy Matters. If I have not convinced you, and I probably haven't, this TED Talk would go
away. How long is it? I'll watch it if it's 10 minutes or less. Oh, no. All right, 15?
It's like 15.
Okay, I can take that.
Yeah, because they do a Q&A at the end, so...
Can I tell you the last Instagram ad I saved? And this is...
Please do.
I'm showing it to you right now to prove it. It's an ad for the new Scooby-Doo cartoon. Because I wanted to watch it. I was like, oh, yeah, this seems fun. I'll watch that.
You save very different stuff than me on Instagram.
Yeah, it's like a mixture of memes, ASMR. I am still holding on to that. And Scooby-Doo ads.
The last thing I saved. Play it into the mic.
Oh, you should.
No! 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 No!
What is that? You weirdo?
It's a picture of someone like kneading a cat like dough. Cat's like, I don't want to be bread.
That is. Okay.
So yeah, Electronic Frontier Foundation TED Talk Why Privacy Matters. If you want to hear more practical tips, or you want me to recommend you a VPN, you can DM me at Biola Open Information, or if you don't trust Instagram for secure communications,
yeah,
you shouldn't.
Okay.
You can email me at privacymatterstome@pm.me. If you also have a Proton Mail account, I won't be able to tell who you are, and our communication will be end-to-end encrypted. If you want to be really secure and are pretty technically savvy, DM me and I can get you my PGP key.
Oh my god, I didn't understand any of the things you just said. Like, I'm incapable of contacting you and I have your phone number.
See, so I would prefer people to message me via Signal, but that requires them having my phone number, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I just picture, like, I guess we're similar in some ways, but, like, I will say vastly different, I'm sure, as, like, the audience can tell. And, like, half of these people are going to be like, who is this chick? I'm here to learn
half
about privacy.
Half of these people, that assumes two people are watching. I will say, before we sign off, Viola T knows who I am, and it's very scary.
Okay, listen, Viola T, I will tell you his social security number if you just tell me who you are. I want to know.
I'm not going to dox Viola T on here. I think I'm getting pretty close to who they are, but I told them that I was going to stop trying to figure out who they are because it was super hypocritical. But they know who I am, so I think I, like, fair's fair. If you know who I am, I should get to know who you are. So, Viola T, if you're listening, hit me up.
I guess that's valid. What is that one movie? It's with that one guy from... Oh, my gosh, I know his name. Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. And he's a movie, and there's something with pilots.
Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can. It's like you make this podcast about privacy,
yeah. And
then you're just going to turn around and, like, exploit people's privacy.
Yeah, see, I do understand the irony of publishing the directory. It was to start a conversation. There were a lot of moments.
It was not to start a conversation. It was to give me a date, okay? Because Lord knows.
Yeah, all right. Well, to close that off, in the words of Viola IT, keep what's private, private.
Thanks, Viola IT.